Next station we're going to do together is going to be a gentleman by the name of Sampy, S-A-N-P-Y. His name is John Sampy. John is a 73-year-old gentleman currently on hospice with diagnosis of hypertensive heart disease or atherosclerotic heart disease. Hypertensive heart disease associated with atherosclerotic heart disease, heart failure, COPD, peripheral vascular disease, severe debility, muscle weakness, insomnia, anxiety, and chronic pain, period. In the paragraph, Fred, his caretaker, tells me that his refused his oxygen, so the company came and took it away. He also using his nebulizer, but not on a regular basis. He's ADL dependent, bowel and bladder incontinent. He's lost more weight, at least 3 or 4.5 pounds. He's in the class for the New York Heart Association heart failure because of shortness of breath at all times, period. His KPS score is 40%. He's continuing to lose weight. His weight loss is deemed to be unavoidable. His O2 saturation is only 88 to 90% on room air, period. He's also not eating as much. He has decreased appetite, period. Mr. Sampy's... And Mac was recorded at, one second. His Mac was reported at 20.5 centimeter left side, 20 centimeter right side. He does have trace edema of the lower extremity related to pulmonary hypertension, his COPD and right-sided heart failure, period. His overall prognosis is grave. Given natural progression of his disease, he most likely has less than 6 months to live. We discussed the possibility of taking his oxygen and nebulizer treatment, but he continues to refuse at this time. Thank you.